What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Carbonite Crew Show. And today we are kicking off our road to Star Wars Celebration.
Roll it again.
It's a whole family thing. We all love it together.
Everyone around you shares your passion, your interests.
It's an environment filled with nothing but positivity.
You can't put it into words how much the whole community means to me and how much I've been able to find friends and family.
You're here with all of your friends and you just get to see the creativity and the light in people's eyes.
Welcome in, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast, as this is a podcast exclusive episode. You can also check us out over on YouTube. Just search The Carbonite Crew Show for all the content you could hopefully ask for. We've got stuff from Marvel, DC. It's all kinds of content coming out. So go ahead and check it out. A lot of Moon Knight content will be coming out. We've got stuff on the Batman. We've got movie reviews, TV show reviews coming. It will all be there. But today, podcast exclusive episode, we begin our road to Star Wars Celebration 2022 in Anaheim, California, and I am stoked. As of this recording, we are only 50 days away. It's on. The countdown is on. We are starting to get announcements from Reed Pop and about who's coming, who will be there, autograph signings, all of that. Official Picks is running the autograph haul, and I believe tomorrow, or you should probably today, this will be released. I believe some pre-sales are actually available to order for autographs, so you will be able to order those. But I wanted to hop on here and just let you guys know, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm sure you're excited. If you are going to Star Wars Celebration, if you are unable to attend Star Wars Celebration, there are still many ways to enjoy this wonderful event. In the past, they've done live streams, so you've been able to watch it all weekend. Some of the panels and interviews, and they have the Star Wars show that broadcasts live, and it's a great time all around. And you can, if you actually go to Official Picks, the website, which it's Official PIX, you can send in autographs to get signed at Star Wars Celebration. I think that's where they're doing it. If you're unable to attend, you are able to send in your items to get autographed, which is so awesome. But you've got a lot of cool guests that have already been announced. Some big names, I'm sure. Larger names, not that these guests that have been announced aren't larger names, but I'm sure we're going to get some huge names as we get closer, as some deals get finalized there. It is the 20th anniversary of the Clone Wars. I'm sorry, as of Attack of the Clones, pardon me. And I am sure there will be many actors and actresses from that movie and film. And maybe they'll even celebrate a little bit of the Clone Wars itself, since it is that if it weren't for Attack of the Clones, I don't know if we'd have the wonderful animated series that we do. So let's go ahead and get into some of the guests that will be attending this wonderful celebration of Star Wars. So your stage hosts for this year are Amy Ratcliffe. She'll be hosting all the panels all of the days, all 4 days of Star Wars Celebration. She's done them in the past. She's always a wonderful host. And for the first time this year, the wonderful Dan Zare. Dan is the host of Coffee with Kenobi, which is a wonderful Star Wars podcast. It's personally my favorite Star Wars podcast. He's actually one of the reasons I got into podcasting and now YouTube and all of that. So it is so awesome to see him have this opportunity and be able to host panels all 4 days there. Check them out, hosting the show. Let's get into some of the authors that were actually announced. So there were some authors. Kevin Scott. He is the author of Star Wars The High Republic. A lot of those new series coming out, he did those. We have Charles Soule. He's also doing a lot of the High Republic stuff. He also did titles in the past that you probably recognize. Claudia Gray. She is best known for probably Lost Stars and Bloodline, as well as other Star Wars titles. She's a great author. Check out her stuff if you have not. We have Daniel Jose Older. Doug Chang, who's actually the Lucasfilm Vice President and is Executive Creative Director. He's one of the featured guests all days. His Star Wars knowledge and the things he's been able to contribute to Star Wars, especially in like the prequels and stuff, have were amazing. Check out interviews with Doug if you have not. I've been lucky enough to attend some panels and stuff he's done in the past, and he is a great person to hear just talk about Star Wars in general. We also have Justina Ireland, Lando's Luck there, and Steve Sansweet, executive chairman and founder of Rancho Obi-Wan, which I guessing you guys might have heard about. It's a wonderful Star Wars museum that he runs, and he owns all the stuff in there, and he usually brings part of, you know, some stuff to put on display, a little exhibit that he likes to run there at Star Wars Celebration. So go check his, I'm sure he'll have a booth or a little museum type thing going on there, which will be awesome. Check that out. So that's awesome. Let's go ahead and get into some of the large names, some of the awesome people that have been in your favorite franchise. All right, let's go ahead and get in some of the actors, actually, that were announced. They will be signing autographs and doing photo ops. And, yeah, let's just go through this list. So we've got Tim Rose. He will be there. He is best known for voicing Admiral Akbar. I don't know if you've ever heard of Admiral Akbar, but he's a pretty awesome Star Wars character. we have Orly Shoshin. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. She's best known for Shaak-Ti in the prequels. Which, by the way, there is, I believe, a Shaak-Ti, like, deleted scene of her getting killed by Anakin or something like that. I don't know. Go check that out. But, yeah, she will be there. Omid Abtahi will be there. He actually played Dr. Pershing in The Mandalorian there. So we saw him in The Mandalorian. He was trying to, you know, help get baby Grogu's, you know, DNA there. And he had the Kamino symbol on his gear there, on his getup. He will be there. We have Margot Apostolos, I think that's how you pronounce it. She's best known for, she portrayed Tokat. We also have Jet Lucas, who is the son of George Lucas, and you can actually see him in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. He plays Zet Jukasa, which obviously that's a play on Jet Lucas, but he will be there again this year. Jonas Suotamo will be there once again. He played Chewbacca in all of the sequel trilogy. So 7, 8, and 9, he portrayed the wonderful Chewbacca, who we all love. So he'll be there all day, signing autographs, doing photo ops. I think I might try to sneak in a photo op with him or an autograph or something, because he'd be cool to meet. Seems like one of the nicest guys. Every interview I've seen him in, any interaction I've seen him, you know, and he seems like an all-around really, really good dude. We have Kevin Thompson, who played Chubray. He will actually be at another event that we will be attending before the Star Wars Celebration event, so hopefully we'll get some content up from Kevin Thompson here. Daniel Logan, yes, Daniel Logan, young Boba Fett. He voices young Boba Fett in the Clone Wars, best known for young Boba Fett in Attack of the Clones, so 20th anniversary there. And we even see some, I guess it was CG, I don't know how they did that with Book of Boba Fett there, so he'll be there all days. Giancarlo Esposito, Moff Gideon, you might know him from Breaking Bad, Once Upon a Time, great actor, cannot wait. I will hopefully be talking to him here in the next week or so, actually, here at another con close to the home base. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, Ian McDiarmid is returning, Emperor Palpatine himself, Palps, he will be there. Definitely gonna have to try to meet this legend of a man, because the opportunity is there. Opportunity is knocking. We also have Carrie Jones, who played Chrysantin in The Book of Boba Fett. And what a performance that was. I absolutely fell in love with that character. So it's so cool to see that he's able to attend this year and be part of this wonderful world of Star Wars. And then we also have Anthony Daniels. Anthony Daniels needs no introduction, folks. He is C-3PO himself. He has been part of every iteration of C-3PO. He has done every voice, every live-action portrayal. It has been Anthony Daniels behind the helm, and I believe he is the only person to be in every movie. Maybe not Rogue One. Or was he in Rogue One? I'm not recalling. But he's always been C-3PO. He is the man. And then my personal favorite from this list, probably, really a voice for Star Wars. A voice for positivity in life, and everything she does. And that is the voice of Ahsoka Tano herself, Ashley Eckstein, wonderful human being, one of the nicest people I've ever met, one of the sickest autographs, too. If you have the chance to get her autograph, get it, because the way she signs it is awesome. She will be there all days doing photo ops, signing autographs. I'm sure there will be a Her Universe booth, and I know in the past she's been at the booth actually too, doing some stuff, so be cool to see her again. Maybe she'll do some panels. I know she's done those in the past. And we're close to San Diego Comic-Con with Star Wars Celebration. They're really close together this year, and I know she always has the Her Universe fashion show, so maybe we'll get a sneak peek of some stuff she's doing there. But yeah, huge guest list so far, and this is only the beginning. You know, Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary. I got to imagine we're going to get Hayden Christensen, Ewan McGregor, because, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi's coming out on the 27th. I hope we get... What if we get Samuel L. Jackson? I don't think it'll happen, but it could. You know, we're in Anaheim. I have no idea where he actually lives. I assume L.A. I could be completely wrong, but... Samuel L. Jackson, he'd be the headliner, right? He would have to be the headliner. Wow. Now I'm getting my hopes up here, guys. I'm getting my hopes up. And I shouldn't, and I know I shouldn't, but I am. But yeah, Star Wars Celebration. It takes place May 26th through 29th in Anaheim, California, at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's going to be a swell time. Tickets are still available. It was updated today that Friday tickets are sold out. I believe the only tickets left, actually, and I will look this up for you guys. So the only single-day tickets left are Thursday and Sunday for adults. Four-day tickets are sold out. Jedi Master tickets are sold out. Friday and Saturday single-day tickets are sold out. If you are still on the fence about it, get your tickets, guys. Thursday and Sunday are still available. The tickets are $75 a piece, which isn't really that bad for this type of convention. You can still get Friday, Saturday tickets if you go to lyte.com. That's L-Y-T-E. They sell tickets for days that are sold out. So that's a great option. You know, you're going to pay a little more, but it's not tooth and nail, right? It's not an arm and a leg. It's not that much more. I actually bought Friday, Saturday resale tickets years ago when tickets first went on sale and sold out, and I didn't pay much more than the actual price. So I will be there all 4 days, you know, creating some content for you guys, giving you a live look in if you're unable to attend. I'll be releasing podcasts all week, hopefully that week. Hopefully get some live videos out to you guys. I got some cool stuff planned. We unfortunately will not be on the podcast stage this year, but that is okay. That just means more time on the showroom floor, talking to all you wonderful people that are going, giving you a live look-in for the folks that are unable to attend, but I cannot wait. I am so excited. A lot of events going on outside of the convention itself. There's stuff planned every night if you look. One I am super excited for is the Bunta Eve Cantina. That is taking place Wednesday, May 25th from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. at Biggs Fullerton. 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. all ages, and then 8 p.m. to midnight, kind of adults only. Starting at 8 p.m., there's the second annual Alderaan Idol Karaoke Competition. The guest host is Kevin Thompson. There will also be some celebrity judges. Dominic Pace will be there, who you've heard on this show before, plays Gecko in The Mandalorian. Tim Donaldson will also be there. He was a Jawa in Star Wars The New Hope. Eric Walker will be there, a judge as well. He played Mace in The Ewok Adventures. And Leilani and Ariel Shiu, they were actually some of the off-world Jawas from The Mandalorian, and I believe also in the Book of Boba Fett, so they will be there that Wednesday. I cannot wait to hang out, meet all of them. We hope to see you there. It is a free event. There's also an event Saturday, May 28th, from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., Hop Wars, a Star Wars Celebration after party. So if you are 21 and over, you can get in, and I believe the Disney Universe podcast is actually the ones throwing that, so I cannot wait. So Joey Pittman is the one throwing that. Cannot wait to meet him and have a good time. Drink some brews with some Star Wars fans. Drink some brews with some Star Wars crews. Don't know if that makes any sense at all, but I'm keeping it in because it rhymes and I like it. And that's what I'm doing. That's right. That's what I'm doing. But like I said, there's more than just those two events. The Bunta Eve one, super excited for. Hop Wars, super excited for. If you are going to Celebration or to any of these events, please message the Carbonite Crew show. Let me know, and because I want to meet you guys. I want to meet anyone going, you know, and just, you know, have a good time. make some friends. Because Star Wars is a beautiful thing. It does that. It creates friendships and relationships that last a long time, and it is truly a beautiful thing. Today was the first episode of the Star Wars Road to Star Wars Celebration 2022. I'm gonna keep throwing these episodes in as we get closer, as more things get announced. And yeah, we're getting close, guys. 50 days away. 50 days away. All right, check us out on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe. All sorts of content on there, including Marvel, DC, Disney, all sorts. Subscribe to the podcast if you have not already to get notifications of new episodes. Check us out on social media. And also, we do have merchandise over at bonfire.com/thecarbonitecrewshow. All the links are in our social media pages, so you don't even need to go Google it. Just go to the social media page. The link is there in the bios. We have some shirts on sale, some classic shirts. We got some Star Wars Celebration exclusive shirts made just for the event, and we are excited to get it out to you. But until next time, guys, I cannot wait to get there. Cannot wait to meet you. May the Force be with you. Much love. And until next time, I'll see you later.